My name is Avalyn Wolverton. I won the high school division of the Fairbanks Literary Arts Poetry Contest of 2019. And the winning entry was called In an Alternate Universe Where I Can Fix Things. And I'm going to go ahead and read it for you guys. In an alternate universe where I can fix things, I changed nothing. I always swore that if I got the chance, I would rewrite everything. I'd make everything so much less painful. But if you erase so many words from a sentence, you no longer have a sentence, you have half a story. I guess somewhere along the generational lines, our family started having children fathered by the names they didn't want to remember. They had one-night stands with their mistakes, and no one has a life that's 100% consensual. We wrote swear words into our Bibles, and now they're a part of salvation. Our present-day gospel is just a littering of things we are not supposed to talk about. The cups in the sink and the unwashed socks are half the reason we exist. I can't unwrite scars from your skin without taking the chance of never meeting you. So, as much as this hurts, a universe in which I could fix things is not one I could live in. I actually started writing that poem probably a couple of months ago, and it was actually like a month-long process. I got the opening sentence. It was inspired because I've had a lot of friends and whatnot, and their stories just really touched me, and I wanted to be able to go back and kind of change their history and their upbringing and all of these different things. And I was just like, I started off the poem with that opening line. And I was like, you know what? I would just change all these things. I just made this big long list of all the things I would change in the world. And then I started to think about it, and I was like, well, if I made the world a perfect place, then it would change so much, because all the good things come out of bad things too. And it's so interwoven that you can't just have the good, because if you take out all the bad, then, you know, you may not have lives, or the world would be a totally different place, and then I wouldn't have my friends, and I wouldn't have my family, and I probably wouldn't even exist. So I don't remember what day I came to that conclusion, but I wrote it in a process of about 15 minutes after I'd been pondering it for a couple of months. Honestly, when I have a piece of paper and I just really don't know what I want to write, sometimes I'll write about not knowing what to write, and that can kind of get it rolling, because then you actually have written something, and then once you have it on the page, you can go somewhere from there. Generally, I don't really work every day as like writing every day. It's more of like a once a week or whenever the inspiration really hits me, typically after I've had a bad day, unfortunately. For me, it's not so much about making myself feel better. It's just being able to process those things. I have to write things down before I can process them just internally. So by being able to put it down on the paper is like my first step of just getting to come to terms with everything and help me just work through it.